Pro-Hartzler Super PAC bashes GOP Senate candidate Eric Schmidt as an all-star for China. By Nick Gilbertson on July 22, 2022. A pro-representative Vicky Hartzler, RMO, Super PAC has launched an ad bashing Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, one of Hartzler's opponents in the Show Me State's Republican U.S. Senate primary, for pushing China-friendly legislation while working as a state senator. The video, released by the Secure Our Freedom Action Fund and viewable through this link, plays off of Schmidt's own ad, where he hits baseballs in a field and outlines his agenda as a Senate candidate, stating he will knock it out of the park for Missouri. Secure Our Freedom Action Fund, which is pro-Hartzler according to Open Secrets, uses some of the footage from Schmidt's video in its ad and highlights his work as a member of the state Senate, calling him an all-star for China. Rather than Schmidt actually hitting the balls, it depicts him sticking out. Eric Schmidt claims, "I'll knock it out of the park for Missouri." But Jeff City politician Eric Schmidt partnered with Democrats to help communist China, a narrator states, and an umpire subsequently declares, as strike one. Writing a bill to use your tax dollars to fund a China hub in St. Louis, the narrator continues, accompanied by a strike two. From the umpire. The ad references a Breitbart News article from September of 2021 that chronicled Schmidt's work as a state senator on China-friendly legislation, including his 2011 push to establish Aerotropolis in Missouri. The bill was nicknamed China Hub and sought to create a global cargo hub at Lambert St. Louis International Airport, which, Schmidt believed, would increase exports and foreign trade. As Breitbart News noted, Schmidt, who even visited China in the hopes of getting the plan off the ground, said Chicago was maxed out for China's needs, and Indianapolis and Cincinnati were cities that hoped to edge out St. Louis in making a run for the huge China trade, the Webster Kirkwood Times reported. He partnered with St. Louis Democrats to push the bill forward, one which required the passage of an economic incentives package with major tax breaks, including as much as $360 million in tax credits for developers to build warehouses and establish the international deals. The Times newspaper reported that former state representative Gene Kirkman, D, was critical of the plan at the time. "If this is such a great idea, why isn't the free market taking care of it? This will be a big boondoggle if China doesn't come along. It seems strange to me that we are jumping to play nice with the communists and will just look the other way at their history of human rights violations." China Hub never materialized, despite Schmidt's ardent efforts. Secure Our Freedom Action Fund's ad also highlighted his support of legislation that allowed for Missouri farmland to be sold to foreign entities, calling it Strike 3. For Schmidt, adding that he is an all-star for China, but striking out for Missouri. Weeks after he and others in the legislature voted to override then-Governor Jay Nixon's D. veto of Senate Bill 9, the Hong Kong-based HW Group, previously known as the Shuang Wei Group, purchased Smithfield Foods, which owned at least 40,000 acres of farmland in the Show Me State. These politicians pushed legislation to allow Missouri farmland to be sold to Chinese Communist Party-owned companies. "It is disgusting," former Governor Eric Greitens, another one of Schmidt's opponents in the race, told Breitbart News Saturday last year. Schmidt's previous work in the state Senate continues to burden him as he enters the home stretch of the Republican primary. Breitbart News recently published a report exposing his ties to far-left former state legislator Maria Chappelle Nadal, who called for then-President Donald J. Trump's assassination in 2017. Chappelle Nadal posted a picture of herself and Schmidt to her private Twitter account with the caption, "7 years ago today. We are still moving mountains," just months before he held a private fundraiser at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida in March. Breitbart News reached out to Chappelle Nadal, who said they worked very well together in the state Senate, passing legislation that Democrats like and conservatives do not. Of note, Schmidt was out of the state Senate and serving as Missouri's treasurer when she called for Trump's assassination. However, his association with the radical legislator, who also called for slave reparations in Missouri, and his previous record in the state Senate raise questions about whether he will uphold the America First values he claims to support in the U.S. Senate should he be elected. The Super PAC has spent $198,000 for Hartzler and $163,189 against Schmidt, according to Open Secrets.